This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bat tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here, and we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I've got the call screen right in front of me. So if you call, what happens is our engineer, John, will answer the phone. He'll ask you your first name and the state you're calling from. It will appear on my screen, and I can click a button that says air, and you'll be on the air live with our broadcast classroom. There's a link to all of your instructors at the website, USAPrepares.com. John is engineering the broadcast. Captain John Reagan's with us in Dallas, Texas, Studio D. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, is it Monday again?
I think so.
Hey, thanks for being with us today, Captain John Reagan. And in the studio with me, he flew in to spend some time here at the farm, is Freeze-Dry Guy. Welcome, Freeze-Dry Guy.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for letting me be here.
Yeah, and by the way, Freeze, you did a great job last night at the meetup. And, you know, a lot of people were interested in, you know, just what is freeze-dried food and how is it made, and are they all the same, and pouches versus cans and so forth. And so during this broadcast, we're going to weave in a whole bunch of thoughts on how freeze-dried food is made, what to look for, and how long it lasts, and so forth. That's not a commercial. This is a informative class, same kind of class we had last night at the meetup at Jimmy's Egg. By the way, we learned about the Keshe-free technology, the reactor and the plasma reactor. And I've got a lot of questions, and what I've decided to do, let me say this exactly as how it happened. I mentioned to the meetup group that we were going to see a video on the technology, and it was being presented by Lincoln Justice of the Springfield, Missouri area. And he presented this, and so there was some information on this 45-minute or so video, and we had questions and answers. And I started the presentation by saying, I don't know enough about this technology to know what to do about it, but I'm interested. I'm certainly interested if there's a device that we could build that would generate 2,000 watts or 2 kilowatts of power. I'm certainly interested. And I'm certainly interested in building a prototype and experimenting, and maybe the group would want to do it as well. I thought that the materials might cost $100 to build one. Lincoln Justice thought $200, and he revised it to $300 when we started the meetup. And I said, you know, we had a lot of people at the restaurant last night at Jimmy's Egg in Springfield. And so I said, well, you know, $10 or $20 a piece, we might have enough to, you know, for those who are interested, seriously interested in pursuing this, we could spend a little bit of money each and find out if it actually works and build one at the restaurant. Well, the more information I saw about this, the more questions I had, and finally, there was a gal who had to leave early, and she said, "Here's a piece of paper with my name and number and email address, and here's some money." And I said, "I'll tell you what. I don't want to take anybody's money at this point because I've got more questions than I have answers. So I'll build it myself at the farm, and over the next couple of weeks, I'll bring it in and I'll show you what I've built and how it works and or doesn't work. But I'll show you. And if there are others who want to do the same thing, you can build it at home as well, and we can share our information. So that's how I left it. The bottom line is I don't know. I would love to be able to report that it absolutely positively works and they're easy to build. And we'll provide you with what we've learned. But I don't have the answers as to whether it will work or not. Now, I got a call from Miles this morning, Miles in Europe, and he said that it's working, and he knows of where it's working, and I'm delighted to hear that. And so if we can build it as well, we will share that information with you. I hope I gave you a description that, is somewhat understandable as to, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work or not. I'd love to have it work. Miles has friends who have made it work, and we want to do the same thing. And we will share that information with you. Captain John Reagan, your thoughts?
Well, I've seen claims on all these kinds of things for a number of years. I'm glad that we have somebody here that can actually, put this together and see if it works, because that's what really matters. Now the question is, were these things that we've seen before something that the government has stepped in and threatened the people, which is something that they absolutely do, and it's disappeared, or was it just a publicity stunt? Either way, it doesn't benefit us. And, like I say, I'm be looking forward to your results.
Freeze, do you have a comment on this?
Well, you know what I would say. I'll be honest, in all respect to the man, I was very underwhelmed by the presentation, both portions of it.
Okay. Alan Busick was there, and Alan Busick... Freeze, Alan Busick, you met him. He's an electrical engineer. He's been at all of our expos. He's been an on-air instructor with us. He's been on Doomsday Preppers. And if you're wondering who he is, he did the series on aquaponics. So there were these two guys in the Springfield community, Ozark Mountains, who were in this competition to do the best aquaponics system, and that was the Doomsday Preppers episode a couple of years ago. It was in a December episode. So that's Alan Busick. He is an electrical engineer. He's retired, and I asked him if he would comment on what his thoughts were as a result of seeing the information presented. And he said, I'm paraphrasing, that it goes against what he was taught as an electrical engineer. And I asked him about Ohm's Law, and I said, has Ohm's Law changed, in the last 100 years? And he said, no. And he said, but, there are people who spend money on entertainment. And there are people who gamble. And if you look at this, spending some money on this as, and this is from his perspective, as entertainment, go ahead. Go ahead. From my perspective, I have, and he has an intellectual curiosity as well. So I'm going to try to take some time and make one of these devices. I've been interested in free energy for a very long time. Would I stake my life on it? No. So that's my perspective. John Reagan, you've got some information that you want to share with us. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's pick up pretty much where we left off. And I've got a couple of links that are tech-related. One's in the employment section called Future Job Cuts. And then Spy Tech, we got Spy Lou. the future job cuts is that they have a fruit sorting robot that's, and their words are adaptable, smart, and cheap. And because it's adaptable, using current off-the-shelf technology makes it cheap, that this is going to be another one of those things that helps contribute to the not needing humans to do things. Typically, especially in agriculture, you've needed humans to do this menial work because they're able to make decisions and change quickly when need arises. And then we've talked about the Internet of Everything, and this comes out of a convention where they present technology, the spy toilet that will analyze your droppings and report back to headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, make sure you take your medicines, your eating what you're supposed to and not eating what you're not supposed to, and just basically your health is a matter of national security, and they're going to get you coming and going.
All right, so if we know that, well, one of the things that we're going to talk about today, I believe, is some factory closings like Kraft and Heinz, right? And as we talk about that, we're looking at, you talked about the drought. So it looks like the food supply chain is in peril. And Freeze-Dry Guy, I'd like to see what your thoughts are, because if we have a drought and if we have food supply shortages, you know, your expertise is in the food aisle of preparedness. What do you think we should do in order to be more secure in our own family's food supply? What do you recommend we do?
Vince, not hearing Freeze.
Mm-hmm. How about now? Okay, how about now? All right, go ahead. Well, I tell you what, we're going into a commercial break. And Freeze will be back with us, and he'll tell us what his thoughts are on food security for your family, my family. And we have taken those steps. John Reagan has, I have, and many of your instructors have. So we'll get his advice and counsel when we come back from these few short commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. www.thehighestlibertyoncall.org. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and Freeze is here. So, Freeze, we were talking last night about, you know, what we should do and how we should build a food security system for our family. Let's say we have some new members of our broadcast classroom, and they're a family of four. Let's say mother, father, and two young children. Where would you start? And money is a, you know, is a consideration.
Of course, Vince. Well, my personal belief is I believe in a year's supply, and I think that's a, you know, that's not where most people start. Some do. They just say, let's get it done. Depends on the yardstick, you know, what you foresee and then what actually happens. A month supply or a week supply or even a day is more than you might have had before. So, like I said last night a couple of times to your crew there at the startup, the meetup, get started with something, and then let it build. And as I told the story way back when, in my early days, the wife and me went out and purchased $10 worth of food. That was 1968. Put it up on the shelf and looked at it and thought, we're started. And within, I think it was 9 months, we had a year, we had a 6 month supply for two people. So it does build, but people, we must not procrastinate. If one is concerned about this thing, you know, the call to action is now. So much has happened. I feel that, you know, again, 1, 2, 3 months at least is a very good start. And whatever somebody is comfortable with, that's fine. I believe personally anything less than 6 months is really unrealistic, but it doesn't mean don't start with something. If it's $10 or $50 or $100 or whatever, you know, I've got a great staff. They're very considerate. They take their time with people. We make sure we get this done right. You got something good that will do the job when it's supposed to, not today, but, you know, 10, 20, 30 years later, because it's tested out. Anyway, it's just, you know, we've got life insurance. We get that, and We don't plan on dying, hopefully soon. We get that. We get auto insurance. My analogy here that I've used before is, you know, people say, well, you know, they'll buy food from us. And then they say, after the perceived threat passes, they oftentimes want to get rid of it. I say, look, it's like you passed a big truck and found an oncoming car. You had to swerve back in. You go off the road and everything, but you're back on. You didn't crash. But does that mean you run right down to your insurance guy and cancel the policy? No, it probably means you take driving lessons and get more put aside. I feel the same way, you know. And I've told people this possibly thousands of times over these last 45 years of doing this. You know, people will have anxieties. And I say, look, you're going to spend this money today, and you're probably going to have a little buyer's remorse, maybe. But the next morning when you get out of bed, you'll feel more secure, and you will probably have slept better that night, and it always, always checks out. That in itself, I think, is worth the investment. But I firmly believe, as we look around, you know, I came from California. You look at what happened out there with our food supply. We feed the nation, or we did, used to feed the nation fruits and vegetables. It's a mess out there, and it's getting like that elsewhere. And that's excluding the possibility of shutdowns, or I should say breakdowns in the food distribution and moving that food from the farmer to the, you know, processor and on to the public. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to see this, how risky this can be. But again, start with something. Start with a week, a month, whatever. Give us a call. I don't know if you want to give out my number or anything, but...
Sure, give out your number.
Okay. It is 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663. My staff, they're superb. They will not, they don't twist arms, they don't, you know, back the hearse up to your door. It's just a case of what can we do to help you, what do you want to accomplish, how well do you want to eat, and ultimately it gets down to budget.
Interesting thing you mentioned, life insurance. I'll tell you what I would do. This is just my personal opinion. I would forego life insurance for physical preparation.
I would agree with that, even if I wasn't in the business. Yes.
I mean, literally, I am looking. I hate insurance. I mean, I despise it. I despise the Farm Bureau, and that's our farm insurance company. I think they're a bunch of thugs. Let me tell you, you have a car accident, somebody rams into you, and then your insurance company will issue you a check, most likely for half of what it's going to take to get you back to where you were. I don't like insurance companies. I think there's a lot of deception. I would rather take that money instead of giving it to those thugs. I'd rather spend it on my own personal preparedness. Freeze Dry Guys with us. And Captain John Reagan now will return just as...
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com. TractorExam.com today.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Freeze is in the studio. Freeze Drag Guy Candy in Arkansas. You're on the air live with Captain John Reagan, Freeze, and me. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, I had a question for Freeze Drag Guy. Just for information for those people that are just getting started on surplus food supply. And I was wondering how much in percentage of food should be like an MREs, dehydrated, and freeze-dried product, and what is the shelf life difference?
Candy, that's a very good question. I'm glad you asked it. I ate MREs for 17 of my 26 years in the Army. Okay, I'm not a great fan of MREs. They do a job, but they have the shortest shelf life of all of those items. Back in 1980, the U.S. government, Natick Army Labs, ran a time test, an actual test, not one of these accelerated tests. And at a constant 60 degrees, they were deemed acceptable for troop use after 130 months, which is about 10 years. But when they doubled the temperature to 120 degrees, they failed in 6 months. So MREs, they do a job. A lot of people will put them in their grab-and-go bags in their truck or in their trunk or something. But if you do that, keeping in mind the temperatures can get well over 100 degrees, I would rotate those out of your pack every year and then throw them in the corner at home and save them for Fido or whatever. Anyway, the freeze-dry, well, let's back up here. The dehydrated foods can have a very long shelf life, not typically as long as the freeze-dry, because when they dehydrate foods, they oftentimes destroy the enzymes. It has to be done very carefully, and I used to have a dehydrated line of my own that accompanied the freeze-dry. We were very fussy about who we dealt with. We knew what the dryers were doing, and they were keeping the temperatures low. See, most of these commercial dehydrators, I'd like to bang them out as fast as they can. They used to oftentimes scorch the food. So we were fortunate in that I had some people we worked with very careful about it. Once you hit about 145 degrees, 140 maybe, you start destroying enzymes. Anyway, so if you pack it in an oxygen-free environment, and that's typically considered at least no more than 2% residual oxygen. That's from a practical standpoint. That's been a government standard for probably well over 50 years, that if you want to sell food to Uncle Sam, it typically, for storage, they want it under 2% oxygen. That's crucial. Our products tend to run, on average, 0.16%. It's way, way down there. It's the best in the industry. Whether that's dehydrated or freeze-dried, your oxygen levels are again, crucial. The freeze-dry, and again, packed the same way we do, removing the oxygen, well, again, indefinite shelf life, and indefinite is kind of a catch-all. I've been doing this, selling the same product for 45 years, and I've had taste tests. They were not scientifically done, but taste tests can be an indication pretty good of, you can pick up rancidity if there's any. If it tastes good still, it probably is still viable. Now, over decades, your vitamin content will have to diminish somewhat, perhaps a lot. But a lot of food, now I'm a little off track here, but a lot of food that's being sold as freeze-dried by various companies these days is a blend of freeze-dried and dehydrated, or flat misrepresenting. So happens our, the product I carry, Mountain House, and I was the first guy in the country started selling it back in 1970. Everything's freeze-dried. It's put in a big vat, cooked together. In fact, we don't have cooks. We have chefs, and prepared that way, and that's why it's the leader in taste and longevity. A lot of companies advertise, in fact, about 3 or 4 years ago, and I carried a product, too, that did just that. They said, good for 25 years. They had no basis for that except some testing that was done at a university that said it ought to last this period of time under these conditions. Theirs was not proven. Mountain House had been proven, again, over 35 years. Now, the company is very conservative. They will say 25 years. That is so incredibly conservative, it's not funny. I have a 55-gallon barrel. It's very well known around the country. I prepared that in 1974 for an expedition that never came off. I think it was 74. Yeah, it was. And what's that, 41 years ago, I think? Yeah. And I dragged it around the country as I moved here and there, and had it in my basement most of the time. Would take packages out even today, go backpacking. They're superb. So it's a proven shelf life. Now, most of these companies, unfortunately, who have been, they're being more honest because they've gotten their ears pinned back on these 25-year shelf lives that they were claiming. Now, if you're reading the fine print, they will generally say up to 25 years. That's not good. That means, in my thinking, 6 months to 25 years, and I've seen some of those other products that have, I've seen them go bad in a short period of time. In all the years I've done this, I've opened maybe one or two of our cans that were bad over like three decades. And in one case, at least, I was pretty sure it had a pinhole in it from how I had it stored. I used to run my own destructive tests. They were pretty simplistic. Throw a case of food on the ground in a tin shed and come back 7 years later and see what happened. But, yeah, I've just never had problems at all. And I've opened thousands of our cans.
Freeze, I have a question. Are all the freeze-dried products that are sold in this country, are they from this country?
No. 3 years ago, last August, I went on a buying trip. Mm-hmm. Went up Utah, brings in a lot of stuff, and they do a lot of packing up there. I wanted a really good packer. I didn't find the packer I wanted to achieve the quality. And I, to these guys' credits, I met with the presidents of all three of these companies, mm-hmm. and I said, okay, I need certification before I leave here, if we're going to do business, of the point of origin, the country of origin for these products. And 30%, 35% of the fruits and vegetables coming into America were coming from Mexico mm-hmm. and or China. And I said, well, okay, these are a no-go here. Cleanliness is important. It is crucial. And there's some countries, one in particular, will not deal with because they will use virtually anything as a filler. I mean anything. And think melamine.
Well, it's killed. Melamine was found in dog food, and it killed one of our dogs. We saw it happen.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Okay. This was when we lived in Virginia. Yeah, absolutely. And it came from the Menu Food Company, and they have a lot of different brands of dog food. So even though it comes from one company, it's got lots of different labels. And, yeah, it's a known fact that they killed a lot of dogs. I mean, a lot of dogs.
Oh, I knew about that, but I didn't know you personally.
Yeah. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Melamine, it's a toxic waste.
Yeah, yeah. Our product is raised in the United States. Mm-hmm. All the meats are USDA inspected. Mm-hmm. Mountain House has been the flagship in the food storage industry for 50 years. They are the best product there is, bar none. Anybody tells you otherwise in the business, they're either being untruthful or they don't know. And the other companies, in fact, these CEOs that I met with, they all knew where they stood. They were second and third stringers, but they were good companies. Mm-hmm. But they didn't try to snow me with something that I knew was false. Mm-hmm. But, again, I like products that come from here, with the exception of Central and South America. I've talked to brokers there. I at one time had a limited line of freeze-dried fruits. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy with those products. They're very well done. They're mm-hmm. very clean. Mm-hmm. And some of the best land for growing food in the world.
You know, Freeze, one of the things that we take for granted, many of us, you know, we buy food at the supermarket, and we just seem to assume that it's safe, it's clean, it's in a nice package, and everything is above board, and that's not necessarily the case. And you mentioned China. And I know Dr. Norman Chile does not want to eat anything from China as well. And I bought some honey from Sam's Club when I lived in Virginia. Bought several jugs of this honey. It was Virginia brand honey. That's what it said on the label. And I put it in some tea. At the time we had tan coffee mugs. And we had white coffee mugs, and we had glass coffee mugs. Right now, mostly we have black coffee mugs that say USA Prepares on them. But at the time, they were light colored, and the tea was light colored. And you put the honey in it and stir it around, and it would turn black. And I called Virginia Brands, and ultimately they had a massive recall because Virginia Brand honey came from China, and they used galvanized buckets to collect the honey from the field. Galvanized buckets, it contaminated the honey, and there was a massive recall, and I'm proud to say that we made that recall happen, because I talked to the highest levels of management and said, no, you guys have a problem. I'm serious. So you're absolutely right, and I won't eat Chinese foods if I know it. And if we make a mistake, we read a lot of labels, but if we find that, in the tiniest of print, it says, product of China or China, contents or something like that in food, if we accidentally buy it and we catch it, we bring it back. And we bring it back and we say, oh, we didn't know this was made in China, you know, for everybody around us to hear. And hopefully it makes the point. So, class, you're empowered to do the same thing. If you accidentally buy something from China, you can return it. Return it. And if you're in the store and you think that they shouldn't be carrying products for food that are made in China because you're concerned, why don't you go to the store manager and say, I don't have my glasses. Does this say China? Can you help me read this? Are you carrying food products from China? Just like when I go to the Chinese factory outlet, I go to the meat department, I say, you guys still putting pink slime in your ground beef? You guys still doing that? Yeah, you can do that and wake people up. It's really kind of fun. And after a while, your children will get to appreciate it. We'll be right back, going into a commercial announcement with Freeze and John Reagan. John Reagan, I'd like to know about Heinz, if you're ready to talk about Heinz and Kraft. And since we're talking about food, we'll be right back.
This is your color system.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Freeze is in the studio. John, just a short diversion. Freeze said something to me during the commercial break that I think we all need to know about. So, Freeze, we were talking about a local, supermarket where our guy worked, and what happened on Friday?
One second.
Okay, go ahead.
I grew up in this town. I knew the owner of the supermarket from the time I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
This guy in church I became good friends with. He was a meat cutter at that market, and we were talking one time, and he'd left him. I said, why'd you leave? A great outfit to work for. He says, because every Friday I had to wash down the ground beef in Clorox, a Clorox solution. I don't know how potent it was, but wash it down to keep it looking nice. I said, you got to be kidding me. He says, no. He said, they told me I had to do it. And he said, I couldn't do that, so I quit. That's an ethic. That's a lack of an ethic. It's incredible, you know. Run a bargain basement sale on Friday on the stuff and get rid of it, but don't feed people poison. Let me come back to something, too, I meant to say before we went to break. Regarding the products I sell, there is one item.
Mm-hmm.
It's our beef chop suey. All the ingredients, water chestnuts and stuff come in from around the world and all that. But there is one product, one item within it that it does come from China, and that is the soy sauce.
Okay.
I don't think you hardly get soy sauce that doesn't come from there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that is the one exception. And I'm always dinging the company. Okay, what are we doing these days? What's changed? And they don't change much. They've been doing the same thing for 50 years, and they say it works for us.
Yeah.
I've seen them throw out batches of food, lots of stuff that wasn't good enough. They thought I would try it, and it was like superb.
Mm-hmm.
They're so fussy, and I tried to pattern so much what we do after them.
Okay. Captain John Reagan, can you share some information about what's happening with Kraft Heinz?
Sure. Kraft Heinz is closing 7 factories and eliminating 2,600 jobs. This will be taking effect over the next year or two. six of those facilities in the United States, one's in Canada, and the workload will be going to other facilities, as far as I can tell, in the United States. But they are spending millions of dollars in updating those facilities with state-of-the-art production lines, which it goes along with a recurring theme that I have that no humans need apply for work here.
Right, and that's one of the reasons why it's frustrating to be a young person in high school and who thinks, you know what, I've done 12 years of schooling, I think I'd like to start working, or maybe I need to start working, and I'll go to the factory and be able to make a living that will pay the bills, and that those factory jobs are going away. I have an interesting update. Yesterday I mentioned that I went to Orslin. Fries and I went to Orslin to pick up those protein lick tubs, and I called the consumer department. I got a voicemail, so I hung up and I called back. I got a voicemail and I left a message for them. They did not call me back. I called the CEO's office and I left a message, and I got a call back from Hillary Flood, and I told her that I mentioned Orslin, and I told her the broadcast and where to fast forward to listen to where I talked about Orslin, and they probably wouldn't be going back. And I got a call back, two calls from the CEO yesterday, but I was gone. I was at the meetup. And he called me this morning before the broadcast. We had a nice chat. And I have a feeling he's going to take into consideration some of the suggestions that I made. He did not rush me and say, look, I don't have time for you. But he did make time for me, and we talked at length this morning. So Rick Powers is the CEO of Orslin. Orslin Farm and Home, and he's very concerned about how they treat their customers. And he said that is not acceptable. And I have a feeling that heads are going to roll in the Marshfield, Missouri Orslin store by the end of today. I have a feeling that there's going to be some pain over there, and they're going to fix the problem that they have. Fries and I and Captain John Reagan will be right back right after these top of the hour news and commercial announcements. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.